You're listening to David Matto Radio.
Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Hey, welcome back. It's Dr. Dave. Dr. D to V, and this is the show where I help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. Thanks so much for being back with me on the David Matto Lifestyle Show. I got a great one for you today. I want to remind you first, before we get into it, Hippie Road Trip number four is beginning on March 4th. So if you're listening to this show before that, just know that I'm going to be on the road for about, I think it's about 5 or 6 days in between two speaking gigs, driving on my hippie road trip from Memphis, Tennessee, all the way down to West Palm Beach in South Florida. And it's going to be a great one. I've got a couple stops already that I'm thinking about. One of them, hopefully, is stopping off in Jacksonville, Florida, to see my daughter and son-in-law and two grandkids. So that could be if that works out schedule-wise, that could be a really good one. But hippie road trips pretty much don't have schedules, and I just go with the flow wherever I want, stopping at truck stops along the way. As long as I get to my gig in West Palm Beach by the Thursday. What is that? Thursday? Let me see. Let me look at my calendar. That's Thursday. As long as I get to West Palm Beach by Thursday, that would be March 9th, sometime middle of the day. I'd be okay. So I've got a bunch of days to hippie road trip it. And by the way, thanks so much to all of you that have given me input on some of my Facebook posts lately. I've posted that my wife Yoko and I really want to ultimately look into taking an RV trip, just getting rid of some of the junk we have, finding an RV and getting in and just going off and exploring this country, maybe for a long period of time. I'm not sure. It's still in the works. I'm researching it. There are pros and cons I found out about RV traveling. It looks very glamorous from the outside, but there are some crazy things when you start digging into it and figuring stuff out. It's not as easy as it looks. So it's something we're exploring right now. As a matter of fact, tomorrow we're heading over to the there happens to be an RV show in Maryland, which we're going to go check out. Like, I'm not going to buy anything tomorrow, but you know, I'm doing my research, figuring it out. Yoko and I want to do something. It's kind of like going to be the ultimate hippie road trip when we get in some type of vehicle, whatever it may be, and just exploring this beautiful country of ours. Now, the interesting thing is, as soon as I posted this on Facebook that I just want to get into an RV and travel around the country for a long period of time, maybe a year or whatever, so many people responded like, go for it. I wish I could do this. I'm jealous. This is my dream. I really want to do this. And it led me to start thinking, wow, people have a lot of dreams, but maybe they live vicariously through other people because they can't fulfill them. Why can't you do this? Why can't I do this? Why can't we do what we want in life instead of getting up in the morning, working for the man, doing a 9-to-5? Why can't we live out our dreams? I am doing this now. As you know, you can do this. I'm no different than you. Trust me. We can live our dreams, and if you want to follow your dreams vicariously through me, that's okay. But I encourage you. I want you to live the life of your dreams, not just listen to me, not just watch what I do. You can watch what I do, but I hope you follow. That's why it's the David Matto Lifestyle Show. It's not just me telling you what I do. I'd like you to try this stuff because it really does work. And as I said, trust me, I am no smarter. I'm no luckier than you are. I'm not special. I'm not gifted in any way. I just figured out how to do this stuff. And you can do the same thing. Just follow me. If you're brand new to me, start with episode number one. Now we're into the 170, so it's going to take you some time. But start with episode number one and just start listening and immerse yourself in the culture, and we will change lives for sure. By the way, so one other real quick announcement. If you happen to be local to the Maryland area, and even if you're not, I've got some people traveling in for this little event. It's going to be taking place on Saturday, March 18th. It's the Vegan Indian Buffet and Open Mic. It's going to be incredible. We're renting out a room at a local Indian restaurant. They're setting up a special vegan buffet, and we're going to have a great time. It's actually pretty full right now. I've got probably maybe a couple seats left that I'm holding for VIPs, last minute people. I didn't want to use every single ticket, because just in case, like in the last week, if there's somebody very special that I feel like I want to have attend, I always want to hold back a couple tickets. That's, by the way, if you're ever doing any kind of events or anything like that, always hold back a couple tickets, just in case. You never know what's going to happen at the last minute if somebody else wants to, somebody that you didn't think about wants to come. But we're pretty much sold out. I mean, if you go online, it's going to say we're sold out, and we are. We really are. But it's going to be an incredible event, the Vegan Indian Buffet and Open Mic. And we're going to do another one. We're definitely going to. This is going to be taking place on March 18th, and probably I'm going to look at May, sometime in May, to do another one. Now, I've got people coming in from out of town. So no matter where you are on this planet, seriously, I'm not kidding, no matter where you are on this planet, look for future announcements for future vegan buffets and open mics, because this is going to be a wild, cool, fun event. I'll be hanging there with you guys, and Yoko, my wife, will be there, and some other people. Well, it's going to be full, so it's going to be fun. So I want to segue into today's topic. Actually, it's all today's topic. This is a free-form podcast where I just talk and help you, and sometimes it's never scripted, never scripted. It's basically what flows out of my brain. And this morning, I turned on my music, which I do almost every morning. And for some reason, I was in the mood to hear an album that I hadn't heard in many years. It's called Seventh Sojourn. Now, without Googling that, do you know the artist that did Seventh Sojourn? I'll give you a hint. It's from 1972. Old. Very old. Well, I'm old. Seventh Sojourn is the seventh album by, drum roll please, don't Google this, do you know? Say it out loud if you know it. It's the seventh album by a group called the Moody Blues, which I loved when I was back in high school and college and even a little bit beyond that. They were just one of my favorite groups, the Moody Blues, and I had a chance to see them live probably in the early 70s. At the Baltimore Civic Center. It was one of my first concerts ever, actually. And I just remember it was so loud and distorted. And I brought this little tape recorder that I tried to... this little reel-to-reel tape recorder, like a tiny little thing. And I tried to record some of their songs. And it, you know, just imagine some guy sitting in like the 50th row in this big arena, bringing a little tape recorder. Just imagine how that sounded. So it was bad. But I played this album this morning, and it was really strange. I had like this flashback to 1972. Just like I started feeling the way I felt in 1972, and like visions of me being in high school. And 72 was the year I graduated, so I can't remember whether it was. I think it was right before I graduated high school. This came out, or maybe right into college. But that was the year I kind of transitioned from high school to college, and I started living and feeling like I was in 1972 again when this album came on. And it was not necessarily a good thing, let me tell you. I had these feelings that I was just a kind of like a misguided kid who like had no direction in life. That's the feeling that came over me when I put this on. Like, I'm thinking like, okay, and I remember even listening to this one day. I was on a family camping trip. Actually, it wasn't a family camping trip, but it was with my dad and my brothers and a couple other dads and their sons. And it was actually a really cool time. And it was very misty out and raining. And I kind of had vision. I had like a flashback to that. But my overall feeling was, wow. My childhood my kind of adulthood, I guess adulthood in high school and college, you're kind of a, you know, adolescent and almost an adult, was weird. I don't know if I was, I to this day, I don't know if I was depressed, misguided, lonely, like no real ambition or no direction. I don't know. And I started thinking, and this all came from this album this morning that I was playing, but my parents really didn't give me a whole lot of guidance. God love them. My parents are great. But I think they were not really on top of things as far as like guiding me into the right direction. I still remember to this day how I chose my college that I went to. And I went to two undergraduate colleges because I transferred after 2 years. But the first college I went to was called Randolph-Macon. A very small, very, very small liberal arts college in Ashland, Virginia. And it's not like I did a whole lot of research and figured out this is the perfect school for me. I'll tell you how I landed at Randolph-Macon in Virginia was that one day, I don't even know how this happened, but it's weird as shit. My mom and I and this woman, her friend named Elaine, and her son named Jeff, who, by the way, they don't even talk anymore. They, like, hate each other. That's a whole nother story, which we could do a whole show on, because that's, like, fucking ridiculous, this whole, how life even happens, because these people turn out to be so flippin' weird that they just, like, I don't know. That's a whole different story. But we went down and visited this college called Randolph-Macon, and the four of us went, and we looked at the college for maybe half an hour to an hour. I don't even know how long it was. We just walked around the campus and we had dinner in some restaurant in Richmond, Virginia. And that evening we decided that not only would Jeff and I go to this school, and again, I knew nothing about the school, whether it was good for me, bad for me. And not only that, we decided that the two of us would be roommates. Well, that was stupid. That's the way that I was guided to pick my college. It was ridiculous. And Jeff and I mean, he's a nice guy and everything, but we didn't really fit as roommates at all. I mean, it would have been much better if I maybe had somebody randomly selected, because I would have had met somebody new from maybe a different type of culture. And it was just bizarre. It was weird. And the school turned out not to be good for me. Not at all. It was tiny, 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 very, very conservative. I guess like maybe, I don't know whether you call it like a Southern Baptist type, and I'm Jewish, and this sending me to this like Southern Baptist type school with, I think there were like 1,000 students total, and they just let women start come. They just admitted women like the previous year. So there were like 930 men and 70 women in this whole school. Talk about like a formula for disaster. That's like my life. And this is what I started thinking about when this Moody Blues album came on this morning. I really did flash back to my whole weird, flipping life. And it was like one series of misguided steps to the next. That's what my life was about. And don't get me wrong, I mean, anybody looking at me from the outside probably thought that things were okay, but I don't really know if they were. And I'm just wondering if I had been guided in a different direction, would my life be different, better? My life is good, so maybe I needed the weirdness when I was younger. Maybe I needed that. But I lasted 2 years at this crazy school. Jeff lasted all 4 years. And I'll tell you something else. He loved it. It was probably good for him, but bad for me. He loved it. But the second year, I had another roommate. Jeff and I kind of parted ways. We figured that we weren't the best roommates for each other. I think he moved into the frat house anyway. But I had this second roommate. His name is Scott. He was a diabetic. It was like my first introduction to diabetes. I didn't know anything about diabetes, but this guy had to shoot up insulin like before like every meal. I didn't even know what that was back then. And he was so he was a diabetic, and he was a big masturbator. The guy just masturbated so much. Now, I don't know if that's like tied into the diabetes or anything, but I would always like walk into the room and catch the guy masturbating. And that was not like a really a comfortable thing for me. to always walk in on this. It was just, it was like, my life was weird. It was bizarre. And again, this album flashed me back to this weirdness. And I just don't know. And after 2 years at Randolph Macon, I came to my senses and I transferred back to closer to home, University of Maryland, Baltimore County. Where, by the way, my grades at Randolph Macon were like average at best. They were average. They were like BC type grades. They were okay, not great. But I didn't even know what I wanted to do with my life. So I transferred to University of Maryland, Baltimore County, where I then figured out I've got to grow up a little bit and I've got to start studying and I really need to work hard. And then I started getting A's. And it's not that University of Maryland was easier. It was not. It was probably more difficult. But I totally maybe grew up a little bit and moved back home, which probably was not a good thing for me. But I moved back home and studied hard because I wanted to go to dental school. Why did I want to go to dental school? I have no flipping idea. It's probably, again, because I was guided in that direction. But nobody really gave me any tests or any. Nobody said, like, Dave, we think you should be a dentist because. It was just, oh, maybe dentistry is a good profession. Try it. Oh yeah, I'm going to try something for the rest. That I'm going to do something for the rest of my life because somebody says you should try this. This album brought this all back. I feel like this is my shrink appointment now. I feel like I'm talking to my shrink, but I don't even have a shrink these days. And there's nothing wrong if you're seeing a shrink. Don't get me wrong. I have seen shrinks in my life. I've seen shrinks when I was married for the first time. I saw shrinks when I got divorced. I saw shrinks when I met Yoko because I was trying to figure out my life. And so there's nothing at all wrong with it. I think that's it actually helped me a lot. I've not seen a shrink for. I tell you, I know the last time I saw. I spoke to a shrink. I know. I'll tell you the last time because I remember exactly what happened. I spoke to my shrink. It was 9 years ago, and the reason I remember it was 9 years ago because it was when Obama was campaigning. So it was 9 or 10 years ago. Obama was campaigning before he ever got elected in 2008. So it must have been 2007, something like that, before he got elected. And the reason I remember that is because I was at my shrink's office sitting down for an appointment. And I said to my shrink, I don't think I'm going to vote for Obama. I just don't love him. And she looked at me straight in the eye and said, well, Dave, if you are not voting for Obama, that means you are racist. And you know, I'll never forget that because I wasn't voting for somebody and his skin happens to be black. That meant I was racist. So I that was my last appointment ever with this woman. Up until then, I thought she gave me like a lot of good advice and helped me along with some questions I had with my life. But that was the last time I ever saw a shrink. These days, I feel like I'm good. Everybody could probably always talk to somebody and that would always help. But the nerve of her looking at me, first of all, she's a professional. I'm paying her for her time. And she's telling me, the person that, like, I believe I love everyone and look at everyone and the same, regardless of skin color or sexual preference or age or gender or whatever it may be, religion, whatever it is. I mean, I try my best to look at everybody as a human being. And this woman told me that I'm a racist. So does that mean back in, what was it, 1980 when Reagan was running? Who was he running against? Was it Carter? I don't even remember. Maybe Reagan and Carter. Does that mean if I did not vote for Carter? I think I did vote, but I don't know. Does that mean if I didn't vote for Carter that I hated Southern people? That's like such a weird statement for a professional to tell me that if I didn't vote for Obama, I was racist. That's just crazy. But anyway, I digress. I'm all over the place, but again, my life was weird. And I did a lot of crazy things, weird things, when I was in high school, college, and then even into dental school. I just felt like I was a misguided mess. Well, thank God. Thank God I finally came to my senses. I think it really was not until I divorced my wife of 23 years, and I went through some really tough times after that, and I dated different women, but I met Yoko, and we finally got married, and I think it was not until then that I really figured, and it's been, you know, I've been with Yoko for 13 years now, but I think it was not until then that my life really started to come together. And I want to thank the Moody Blues for coming on my iTunes this morning. Now, it might have been Spotify, but I'm the one that played it. It didn't come on randomly. I'm the one that thought of it this morning and played it. And I want to thank the Moody Blues for flashing my entire adolescent life in front of me just simply by playing that album. I might play it again. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I want to feel that way again. I don't know if I'll play it. I probably will, but I'm going to be prepared to go back into 1972 and experience the craziness again if I play it. How about you? Do you ever listen to any music from your past that suddenly takes you back to that past, whether it was good, bad, mixture? Do you ever do that? Does it ever get you to think about how you've come such a long way and how you've changed over many years? I think a lot of it just has to do with life experience. I mean, when I was 17, 18, 19, I had almost no life experience and very little guidance, and I had to figure a lot of things out on my own. But now, many years later, let's see, that was, if I was 17, so maybe 45 years later, or close to that, I think I'm just starting to figure life out. Oh, I wish God could give me 60 more years, because I think in 60 more years I could figure a lot more out. But until then, I don't know if he will or not. I have to enjoy every single day I have on this planet. And the way I enjoy every single day is not only doing my thing by working and exploring this beautiful planet, but the way I really get my pleasure is helping you live your best life ever. I'd love to help you live your best life. Until next week, I'm Dr. Dave. I love you.
Thanks for listening to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.